Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Wednesday afternoon. Hey, thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump into the top three stories that might help you out through the day today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, District 4 Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger is preparing to bring in traffic engineers. This should happen within the next 30 days to address traffic congestion on Pensacola Beach. Hoffberger said the selected engineering firm will recommend more detailed metrics and new ways to integrate technology.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters say now is the time to start tropical storm preparations. You can save on hurricane supplies starting this week. Florida eliminated the two-week disaster preparedness tax holiday earlier this year. But as an alternative, there's now a permanent ban on sales taxes for select hurricane supplies, which get underway on Friday.
Okay, a new analysis shows that health insurance premiums for Obamacare are set to soar next year. Here's the third story, by the way. The average person who buys Affordable Care Act insurance will be paying 75% more for that premium. The Congressional Budget Office says 8.2 million people could potentially be affected.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, an 18-wheeler left the road and ended up in the woods in Escambia County this morning. According to the FHP crash report, around 5:30 a.m., the 18-wheeler was traveling on I-10 westbound near mile marker 5 when the driver lost control. The 51-year-old cantonment man driving was transported to Sacred Heart in Pensacola for treatment of what were luckily minor injuries.
Hey, listen, if you're in the construction business, you're looking for a job or so, here's something you need to really partake in. Career Source Escarosa is planning a construction trade fair. This will happen tomorrow at the PSC main campus. Now, the month of August will bring the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair to the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton. And whether you're looking for a first job or changing careers, each event offers opportunities to connect with employers in a wide variety of industries.
And a bear was killed by an apparent gunshot wound in a residential neighborhood in Navarre last week. That, according to the FWC, officers were notified of this incident at around 5:30 p.m. on July 25th. A bear response contractor removed the animal from the neighborhood, and an investigation is ongoing.
6:15, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, that's me. That's what I do. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. We do have maybe a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87, but that's very, very slim. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. And 89 degrees, that's what it's been for a while this afternoon, which is pretty forgiving, I would argue. Tonight's low is going to be 81 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. That's going to be lingering over the course of your next couple days, but the highs aren't going to be fazed much by it. Thursday and Friday, both sitting with highs of around 93 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida's Attorney General may remove Orlando area officials who have been refusing to join state immigration enforcement programs. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer is threatening to oust the Board of Commissioners in Orange County, which includes Orlando, over a refusal to help transport detained migrants. While state law mandates they cooperate, Commission member Kelly Martinez-Semrod says it all comes down, really, to budgets.
We would need to hire more corrections officers to do it on our taxpayer dollar because we don't have enough officers in the jail to transport people to places like Alligator, Alcatraz.
The dispute between the county commissioners and the state attorney general also comes a day after the Florida version of DOGE announced an audit of Orange County government. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And also happening in the Sunshine State for you, you may get a lower car insurance bill this year. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation announced yesterday rates are dropping. Insurance Commissioner Mike Jaworski says the top five auto rider insurance groups are indicating an average 6.5% drop. He says those five groups represent almost 80% of the Florida auto market, and Governor Ron DeSantis says this is yet another sign that Florida's reforms are working.
Okay, just over a week ago, WalletHub ranked Florida among the top 15 most expensive states when it comes to child care cost in 2025. Well, today, WalletHub released its list of the best and worst states for early childhood education, and Florida ranked among the 15 worst, scoring poorly, by the way, in all categories.
Well, at least here's something uplifting. A South Florida attraction recognized on TripAdvisor's 2025 Traveler's Choice Awards for best of the best things to do. John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park in Key Largo is number 6 on the list. The undersea park features living coral reefs around Molasses Reef. And the NASA Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex in Merritt Island is number 1. The Stetson Mansion in DeLand is number 5.
High temperatures continue today, of course. This heat is just brutal, especially for people living here in Florida, basically up and down the East Coast. Meteorologist Brandi Campbell has the latest. She's down at Miami Beach this afternoon.
By Wednesday morning, nearly 140 million people were under heat advisories and extreme heat warnings as a heat wave continues to impact people in over 25 states across the Southeast, going up to the New England states. All of Florida, which is where we are, with an exception of South Florida, is dealing with heat advisories today. Some cities could experience feels-like temperatures around 112 degrees. Outside of Florida, states along the Mississippi River Valley are under extreme heat advisories today, with feels-like temperatures reaching up to 120 degrees. The cool-off comes in the next couple of days as storms begin to impact states along the Southeast and Gulf Coast. On Miami Beach, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And a Miami man is under arrest in connection to a large retail fraud scheme. Authorities say 47-year-old Eduardo Rodriguez targeted Marshalls and TJ Maxx stores, causing them to lose tens of thousands of dollars. He was arrested Tuesday and charged with grand theft of over $100,000 and attempted organized scheme to defraud. He was also ordered to stay away from all TJ Maxx and Marshall stores in Miami-Dade.
Police in Tampa say an officer is recovering from a gunshot wound, and the man who they believe shot him early this morning, he's dead. Well, Eben Brown does have a report from Miami for us.
A Tampa police officer is out of surgery after being shot by a man who showed up at one of the police department's district offices and had what Police Chief Lee Burkaw describes as a cordial conversation with Officer Jordan Laupert.
The conversation appeared to be over. The officer turned and walked the other way back towards the back door of the district, and he felt at that time that he had been shot on the leg.
Fellow officers rushed to his aid. The suspect fled but has since been found dead of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot. They're investigating now to try to figure out what prompted him to shoot the officer. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A man is charged in the death of his 3-year-old son who drowned in a hotel pool, but the whole episode surrounding this story is devastating. Here's Chris Foster.
Police in Palm Bay, Florida say Sheriff Omar Smith from Atlanta was asleep on the steps of a hotel pool as his 3-year-old drowned Saturday morning. A housekeeper saw the child, screamed at the man to save him, then pulled him out herself. Smith was charged with aggravated manslaughter after his son was taken off life support 3 days later. Police say he made obscene gestures to hotel staff and paramedics during the rescue effort. Housekeeper says she saw a wine bottle in a bag next to Smith at the pool. An empty bottle was found in his room. The child's mother told officers that she'd left the hotel on business and told Smith over the phone, "Don't take the child to the pool because you're irresponsible." Chris Foster, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we always do this time every hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Culver's introduces their new chicken sandwiches, adding a new spin to their classic chicken sandwich and taking them to the next level. Bigger, juicier chicken with crispier, crunchier breading. You can get yours crispy, spicy crispy, or grilled with your favorite toppings made fresh just for you. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, or Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. From Wisconsin with love, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Escambia School Board proposing about a half mil increase in property taxes for next year, about $150 if you have a $300,000 home. The Trump administration actively protects evangelism, prayer, and Bible reading in the workplace for federal employees. Does the Second Amendment require open carry, as a lawsuit in Florida contends? And is Pensacola actively seeking people to write parking tickets against? We talked about it with Mayor Reeves. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. The Fed has announced its latest decision on interest rates. President Trump isn't so happy about this one. Hillary's got the numbers.
For the fifth time this year, the central bank will be keeping its benchmark rate unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, brushing off repeated calls from President Trump for a rate cut. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Despite elevated uncertainty, the economy is in a solid position. The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The Fed has resisted lowering rates in part to get a better gauge of how President Trump's tariffs will impact inflation. It was not a unanimous decision. For the first time since 1993, two Fed governors dissented, Christopher Waller and Michelle Bowman, voting against the decision and preferring the Fed cut rates by a quarter of a percentage point. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
624, Hillary, do not leave. We're going to come back. Markets dipping after today's announcement from the Fed chair. Jerome Powell, that interest rates are going to stay right where they are. Okay, Hillary's back. She's got the market numbers for us.
Stocks ending mixed following the Fed's decision on interest rates. As expected, the central bank will be keeping its benchmark rate unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5% for a fifth straight time. Stocks turning lower following Fed Chair Jerome Powell's news conference, with Powell saying that the central bank has not made a decision about a September rate cut. And for the first time since 1993, two Fed governors dissented from the majority decision, voicing a support for a rate cut. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, United Health, and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, American Express, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 172 points, the Nasdaq up 31, S&P 500 down 8. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily, don't have much to report on, Chris. Looking at the roads here, looking like we're not dealing with much issues. That's typically how it goes this time every afternoon. Maybe a little bit of backups on Highway 90, traveling eastbound towards Walmart and Pace, but outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, 89 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Got some slight rainfall chances that are going to bleed into your Thursday and Friday, but it doesn't look like the highs will be affected too much, as they're going to creep back up just a little bit, sitting at around 93 for both days.
Yeah, the rock and rolling started in Russia earlier today. What I'm talking about, tsunami waves reaching Hawaii and the U.S. West Coast after a large earthquake near Russia. Christian Goodwin's following this story.
A magnitude 8.8 earthquake striking off the coast of Russia, sparking tsunami warnings, watches, advisories, and evacuations across the Pacific. Hawaii bracing for severe impact, but alerts were downgraded early this morning.
The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has downgraded the forecast from a tsunami warning to a tsunami advisory.
Hawaii Department of Defense Adjutant General Stephen Logan. A tsunami with a 4-foot wave amplitude was reported at Hanalei on the north shore of the Hawaiian island of Kauai. In California's Crescent City, a tsunami with a 3.6-foot wave amplitude was reported. While conditions continue to improve, the National Weather Service stresses currents will be very strong across the Pacific throughout the day. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And former Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that she will not run for California governor. In a statement, Harris said she gave serious thought to making a run, but ultimately decided to not enter the race. Harris said for now her leadership in public service will not be in elected office.
627 News Radio 92.3. So what do you think about a third political party? Have you given that much thought, Austin?
I know it's a very popular thought, and I can understand why, because politics is supposed to be a lot grayer of an area. You got two parties that are both black or white. It's not ideal.
Okay, the latest Fox News poll has asked voters if they would support a third political party, and many saying, you betcha we would, but not if the party's headed up by Elon Musk.
I understand that as well.
Jessica Rosenthal does have the report.
After his dust-up with President Trump, Elon Musk said it's time to start a third political party. He calls it the America Party. But the latest Fox News poll finds just 22% would support that. Most of those who would support it are Republican men and independents. Now, overall, 53% think a third party is a good idea. That is down 4 points in 15 years, and the decline was driven mostly by Republicans. While 6 in 10 respondents think third parties are desperately needed, nearly the same number would characterize them as spoilers or distractions. 70% say the political system is rigged against them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I think a lot of people don't love the idea of Elon Musk heading a party because I think it would kind of defeat the purpose of having a third party. As I said, if you want there to be a completely new set of ideals or somewhere in the middle, I just don't know if you're going to get that with him at the helm, with how close he was tied to Trump.
Okay. While we're talking about the Trump administration, well, they are undoing an EPA rule critical for fighting climate change by regulating greenhouse gas emissions. Well, Al Gore should be going nuts over this one. Oh, my. Mark Meredith has the details for us.
It's taking back a policy dating back to the early Obama years, which gave the EPA sweeping authority to impose regulations to fight climate change. The Trump administration says it's killing off the endangerment finding, which determined that public health and welfare was under direct threat from carbon dioxide and other gases. The energy secretary claims Democrats abused the rule for more than a decade to pass sweeping regulations on everything from electric vehicles to household items. Former vice president turned climate activist Al Gore among those outraged, Gore putting out a statement saying that the EPA announcement ignores the blindingly obvious reality of the climate crisis and sidelines the EPA's own scientists and lawyers in favor of the interests and profits of the fossil fuel industry.
And reports say a city councilman in Virginia was set on fire inside his workplace. The owner of Showcase magazine said Danville city council member Lee Vogler was in his office when a person allegedly forced their way in, poured gasoline on him, and lit him on fire as he tried to run out of the building. The suspect is now in custody.
Okay, third person's been arrested for the violent brawl captured on video over the weekend in Cincinnati. C.B. Cotton has the story.
The two men and one woman are now all facing charges of felony assault and aggravated riot. Montanez Merriweather was indicted earlier this month on other felony charges. According to Cincinnati's police union, which sounded off on the court system saying Merriweather only had to pay $400 to post bail and walk out of jail on those previous charges. In the horrific video, you can see a white man being repeatedly punched and kicked by a group of black men and women in downtown Cincinnati on Saturday at around 3 a.m. Then you see a woman get knocked out cold with blood on her face.
President Trump is raising tariffs on India. Fox's Rich Edson is at the White House.
The president announced the United States will impose a 25% duty on imports from India, including an additional penalty. The reason? India buys Russian oil and weapons. Trump has said the U.S. will start imposing penalties on Russia in a week and a half if it refuses to move towards ending its war on Ukraine.
The White House has announced a trade deal with South Korea, which will include a 15% tariff. The NYPD has revealed from whom the shooter who killed four people in Manhattan Monday got the weapon used.
The NYPD says it was a supervisor Shane Tamura worked with at the Horseshoe Casino in Vegas who legally bought, then sold Tamura the rifle used to shoot five people, killing four in New York for $1,400.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Escambia's District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger is preparing to bring in traffic engineers within the next 30 days to address traffic congestion on Pensacola Beach. Hoffberger said the selected engineering firm will recommend more detailed metrics and new ways to integrate technology.
Okay, second story this afternoon, the National Hurricane Center forecasters say now is the time to start tropical storm preparations. You can save on hurricane supplies starting this week. Florida eliminated the two-week disaster preparedness tax holiday earlier this year, if you remember that. Now, as an alternative, a permanent ban on sales taxes for select hurricane supplies gets underway on Friday.
And a new analysis shows that health insurance premiums for Obamacare are set to soar next year. The average person who buys Affordable Care Act insurance will be paying 75% more for their premium. The Congressional Budget Office says 8.2 million people could potentially be affected.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday. I was mentioning to you about the rollout here of the hurricane preparedness disaster tax. Well, there's another one to deal with here. It's all good. It's all good. Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday also rolling out on Friday. This continues for the whole month through August 31st. During the extended month-long event, you could purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying sales tax. You know the drill. We've been through it for years.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because this weekend, a local nonprofit is hoping to help area kids get ready to go back to school. Two Winds is hosting their Stuff the Backpack event on Saturday. They're partnering with the Pensacola Lamplighters, Pensacola Heritage Title, and Casks and Flights. It's happening at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the Court of the Luna. They're hoping to provide backpacks filled with school supplies to at least 200 students. You can get more information or register early at stuffthebackpack.org.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
They have a two-game lead in the Central, and the Brewers now 21 games above 500 at 64-43.
The Brewers are the hottest team in baseball.
Birdie on the ground is short. Ortiz throws him out, and the Brewers have taken the first two games 9-3 tonight against the Cubs. Andrew Vaughn, the grand slam. That was the dagger.
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, the Brewers won for the 15th time in 18 games and moved two ahead of the Cubs for first place in the National League Central, dropping Chicago a half game behind the Dodgers in the overall standings. Cubs players wore new T-shirts before the game to honor Cubs legend Hall of Fame second baseman Ryne Sandberg, who died Monday at age 65 after a battle with cancer. The Cubs T-shirts read Forever 23, with Sandberg's jersey number mixed into the word forever. Commemorative patch is also on the Cubs jerseys now, as they will appear for the rest of the season. The patch, a rectangular blue strip with the number 23 in red and Sandberg's signature. While Shohei Ohtani struck out in each of his first four plate appearances for the first time in his major league career Tuesday against the Reds, the Dodgers came back from 4-2 down to beat Cincinnati 5-4. The Dodgers a game and a half behind the Brewers for the best record in baseball. The Padres scored five runs in the seventh inning and beat the Mets 7-1. Manny Machado had a three-run home run. San Diego has won four games in a row. The Mets' Juan Soto left the game with a bruised foot. He fouled the ball off his foot in the fourth inning. In the Braves' 9-6 loss to the Royals, Atlanta star Ronald Acuna Jr. experienced tightness in his right Achilles tendon. Acuna left the game. He's going on the 10-day injured list. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and also want to let you know that tomorrow at 7 p.m., you can catch our coverage of the NFL Hall of Fame game between the Detroit Lions and Los Angeles Chargers on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
All right, there you go. Let me talk about some local sports activity you need to know about. The Wahoos had a pretty rough outing Tuesday evening, dropping game one of a six-game series to Biloxi 7-3. Pensacola's posted a 50-46 record. That's in the 2025 season. Tonight, Wahoos facing the Chuggers. Actually, they're playing right now. They threw that first pitch out at 6:05. And let's not forget about the Ice Flyers playing 29 home games at the Bay Center this season. It'll kick off with an opening night on Saturday, October 18th. The season features fan favorite theme night starting on October 25th. Fans can experience the first of two $5 nights, followed by a second on November 26th.
All right, so we've talked about baseball. We've talked about football. We've talked about hockey. Why not talk about some basketball here? Just as a finishing touch, the NBA will play two regular season games in Europe this upcoming season. The league announced the Memphis Grizzlies and Orlando Magic will play in Berlin on January 15th. The two teams will then play again in London on January 18th. This will be the first time the NBA plays a regular season game in Germany and the 10th in London. The league also announced it will play regular season games in Manchester and Paris in 2027 and Berlin and Paris in 2028.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The last 4 years, Michigan football had quite some run as they compiled a 48-8 record with three Big Ten championships, four straight victories against Ohio State, and obviously a national championship. Now Sharon Moore is looking to build off a strong end to last season as he gets ready to kick off year two as the head coach in Ann Arbor, and all eyes are on him to see who he'll pick to start at quarterback, and my guess is that the highly touted freshman QB Bryce Underwood will win the job and start for the Wolverines come week one. I'm Zach Gelb.
Catch cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late for kickoff. We should be at the game by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I've got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We missed tailgating because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas. Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cashback just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the whole first quarter.
Football fans, download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEASON25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEASON25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEASON25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SEASON25.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 642 News Radio 92.3. Eating healthy and staying active can improve brain function in older adults. Lisa Brady, she's in with the House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A study suggests Americans can stay sharper and healthier in their later years by exercising and eating better. Initial research findings published earlier this week show older Americans who followed healthier eating habits and exercised their bodies and minds scored as if they were a year or two younger on brain tests. Geriatrics professor Laura Baker led the study. Researchers are now examining brain scans and blood tests from participants to see if there was any reduction in Alzheimer's-related protein buildup during the study. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And some 60% of liver cancer cases could be prevented by losing weight, cutting down on alcohol, and getting a hepatitis vaccine. That's according to new guidelines from the Lancet Commission, which predicts policymakers could help reduce liver cancer 2 to 5% each year through 2050. Liver cancer is the sixth most common cancer in the world and the third leading cause of cancer death. Without these changes, the number of new cases is expected to double to 1.5 million in 2050.
More Americans paying attention to the chemicals and products they buy, especially plastics. Rich Edson has more about America's awareness with the plastic pervasion.
Compared to the U.S. government, the European Union more aggressively regulates the chemicals allowed in food and personal care products. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has prioritized targeting artificial colors in foods. The FDA commissioner says the administration is reviewing other chemicals. In the meantime, more American consumers are turning to phone apps that analyze products' ingredients and rate them based on how studies suggest they may affect their health. Yuka's co-founder says within the last few months, the United States became the top country represented among its users. Food and personal care companies contend the ingredients they use are safe and in compliance with government standards.
And a new study claims children who get a smartphone before the age of 13 have a higher suicide risk than other children. Researchers in Virginia tracked over 100,000 smartphone users ages 18 to 24 and found that those who had smartphones before the age of 13 showed much higher rates of suicidal thoughts and emotional issues. It found girls were especially affected, with 48% of those who got phones at an early age reporting suicidal thoughts. It also showed the impact of early smartphone use was worldwide, but that English-speaking countries reported the most severe effects.
Social media companies are grappling with a world-first law in Australia that bans children under 16 from using their platforms. Teresa Crowley has more on News Radio 92.3.
Australia's parliament passed the world's first under-16 social media ban in less than a week to protect the mental health and well-being of children and teens starting December 10th. Too big a rush, say digital media platforms, to manage the ban, but they have a year to work it out before penalties kick in. TikTok, X, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and yes, YouTube will be age-restricted, but age-checking technology has not yet been worked out. And if they don't enforce the ban, they could face fines of up to $50 million. Not included in the ban, YouTube for Kids, Messenger Kids, WhatsApp, Kids Helpline, and Google Classroom, or video games. The government finds video games pose fewer social media harms than social media. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
645 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price sliding in here today with a look at the traffic and weather.
Yes, indeed I am. Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see on the roads. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. I think the most recent spot I listed was just some backups if you were traveling eastbound on Highway 90 towards the Pace Walmart. But it looks like even that has subsided a good deal. As for your weather, at least on a local scale, 89 degrees, low of 81. Got some slight rainfall chances that are going to bleed into your Thursday and Friday, but it doesn't seem like it's going to impact the highs too much over the next couple days, as they both sit at a steady 93.
Very interesting. You know, it's warm, and it's going to continue to be warm for the next couple of days. It just is really. I really realized it today. It was hotter today than it's been for quite a while. Anyway, it might be too warm to start thinking about Christmas, but heck, it's not stopping shoppers who are getting a head start on their holiday shopping. I'm ready for it. Jerry Willis has an explanation.
With just days before those August tariffs take effect, people aren't willing to wait until Black Friday to score the best sales. They're doing it right now. In fact, a survey by the research firm Civic Science found 21% of people have already started their holiday shopping, compared to just 16% this time last year. Macy's cashed in on the trend. They're running a Black Friday in July sale right now. They're selling holiday items, but also everyday needs like clothes and beauty products. Earlier this month, Amazon doubled the length of their Prime Day to 4 days. They say they made record sales, but we still don't have an exact number. Walmart and Target got in on the action and ran competing sales.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, there's an upbeat reading on the job market, making a lot of investors pretty happy about that. Here's Jenny Casola.
Payroll processing company ADP says its latest readings on the job market are encouraging. There were 104,000 new jobs created by private employers this month, more than expected, and June's surprise decline of 33,000 has been revised down to a loss of 23,000. Dr. Neela Richardson, chief economist for ADP, says hiring and pay data are broadly indicative of a healthy economy. Employers have grown more optimistic that consumers, the backbone of the economy, will remain resilient. The monthly employment report is released on Friday, though the ADP report is not considered a preview of the Labor Department's update. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Meta reporting their second quarter earnings today after the closing bell on Wall Street. The parent company to Facebook and Instagram exceeded expectations with revenue that topped $47.5 billion, well beyond the LSEG estimate of $44.8 billion. Shares are currently up 11% in after-hours trading. YouTube announcing it's planning to roll out a new age estimation technology that will identify users under the age of 18 to help protect teens from harmful content. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street as the president announced a 50% tariff on copper imports, along with the Fed deciding to keep interest rates steady. The Dow falling more than 170 points, the S&P 500 off the pace slightly, and the NASDAQ grew by 31. Crude oil futures for September up slightly above 70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta has a new leader. CJ Papa has a story.
The health scientist becomes the first person in more than 70 years to lead the CDC without a medical degree. Susan Monterez is also the first CDC director to pass through Senate confirmation under a 2023 law, the vote 51-47. The microbiologist and immunologist was named acting director back in January when President Trump withdrew his first choice, David Weldon. During her confirmation hearing in June, Monterez said she values vaccines and rigorous scientific evidence. Monterez says she believes fluoride is an important component to oral health, something HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is against, directing the CDC to change its guidance on the practice. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And High Noon. Have you ever heard of this, Chris?
No, I have not.
It is recalling its High Noon Beach Variety 12-packs due to a can label mix-up.
Oh, this is alcoholic beverage, right?
Yes. Okay. The recall comes as some packs may contain cans that are filled with High Noon vodka seltzer alcohol but are mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe Energy Drink, Sparkling Blue Raz Edition. A packaging supplier mistakenly sent the Celsius cans to High Noon. Affected products were shipped to distributors in states including Florida, New York, Ohio, and Virginia between July 21st and July 23rd.
An e-commerce giant orders up a deal with a major news outlet. Lily Wu has more on this story.
Amazon will pay the New York Times between $20 and $25 million a year in a deal which allows the tech giant to use a range of Times content, including its news and cooking sections, and The Athletic, its subscription-based sports news property. This according to sources speaking to The Wall Street Journal, which reports Amazon can use the material to train AI models and feature summaries of Times content in its products and services, including Alexa. The reported amount of the deal represents nearly 1% of the Times' total revenue for 2024 and offers a clue into how publishers and AI companies are valuing news content. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And TikTok allowing users accepted into its pilot program to start providing additional context to videos. With the new feature, footnotes deemed helpful by enough contributors who typically have differing opinions will become visible to others. TikTok first announced in April that it was testing footnotes, and it follows moves by other major platforms, including X and Meta.
Well, Adam Sandler has a repeat winner. Looks like a hole-in-one for Adam, and it's pretty interesting. Happy Gilmore 2 is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore is back on top. Adam Sandler's long-awaited sequel, Happy Gilmore 2, swung into Netflix number one spot, delivering record-breaking numbers in its opening weekend. The film debuted Friday and pulled in 46.7 million views in just 3 days, making it the biggest U.S. opening ever for a Netflix movie and the best launch for any Sandler film on the platform. The original film also surged to number three globally with 11.4 million views.
Remember the happy place I went to? You go to yours.
The sequel picks up with Happy retired and drowning his sorrows in alcohol until a new cause, funding his daughter's ballet school tuition in Paris, puts him back on the course. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this Wednesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know that I want you, and you know that I need you. I want the bad, your bad advice. I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a better life.
6:55, News Radio 92.3. Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Okay. Shows you how much I listen to Lady Gaga.
I recognize.
Stabbing at that one. Austin Price in. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. If you are dealing with any backups, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 89 degrees. Going to be a low of 81 tonight. Slight rainfall chances that are going to bleed into your Thursday and Friday. Doesn't look like the heat's going to be too affected by them. Sitting at a steady high of both days for about 93 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, actress Sydney Sweeney's new ad for American Eagle jeans is causing some controversy. A little steamy there, if you know what I'm saying. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
The opinion is basically that if people are upset about a play of words in a commercial, jeans with a J instead of jeans with a G, then they're missing the point that voters made in November. Stephen Chung, the White House communications director, says, cancel culture run amok. This warped, moronic, and dense liberal thinking is a big reason why Americans voted the way they did in 2024. They're tired of this BS. Two things that seem lost in all of the coverage of Miss Sweeney and these American Eagle jeans. Thing number one, the commercial is basically a carbon copy of something that Brooke Shields was doing for Calvin Klein in the 1980s. Thing number two, all of the proceeds are intended to go to Crisis Text Line, which is a way for domestic violence survivors to seek help.
Yeah, I agree with that much. I think harping on stuff like this too much is not going to do your party any good as far as your standing with voters. I just don't think so. But that's just me.
I like the jeans.
Yeah, she's got great jeans from what
she
we hear.
She really does. And that's with a J.
And South Park is bringing Donald Trump back for episode 2 of their new season. The popular parody cartoon released a trailer Tuesday for its new episode, which airs next week. And it shows the Trump character attending a banquet with Satan and then groping his leg under the table. The trailer also shows Cartman turning into conservative podcaster Charlie Kirk. Episode 2 of South Park will air Wednesday, August 6th on Comedy Central and will stream the next day on Paramount Plus.
They don't have the part in there about they kill Kenny, does it?
I don't know if he's going to be killed in this one.
Strange attack in a small Virginia town. And when I say strange attack, a brutal attack is what I should be saying. Here's Jill Nato.
Witnesses say it happened at Showcase Magazine in Danville, Virginia, near the North Carolina border. Magazine publisher Andrew Brooks posted a Facebook video saying a suspect attacked staffer Lee Vogler, who also serves as Danville City Councilman.
An individual forced his way into our office carrying a 5-gallon bucket of gasoline and poured the gasoline on Lee.
Vogler ran, but the suspect caught up to him and set him on fire. Brooks says he's being treated at a burn center. Police say they busted that suspect near the incident. He's been identified as Shotzi Michael Buck Hayes. The cops say the attack was the result of a personal matter. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And former WWE boss Vince McMahon facing charges after a multi-car crash in Connecticut last Thursday. According to Connecticut State Police, McMahon was driving one of three vehicles involved in a crash in Westport, where he reportedly rear-ended another car and then crashed into a wooden beam guardrail. No injuries were reported, and McMahon was issued a misdemeanor summons for reckless driving and following too closely, resulting in an accident.
Interesting day across the pond. Funeral proceedings were held for Ozzy Osbourne, who passed away last week at 76, Jonathan Savage reporting from Birmingham.
Joyful but emotional, thousands of fans in Black Sabbath t-shirts lined the streets to pay their respects. The heavy metal icon getting a heavy metal send-off from mourners who chanted his name as the hearse drove past. The procession stopped at the Black Sabbath Bridge, a crossing over a canal renamed in the band's honour 6 years ago. Osbourne's family took a moment to observe the many tributes left there since the singer's death last week. Some of his loved ones in tears as they did so. Many fans had tears in their eyes too. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And actor Keanu Reeves may soon be reunited with watches stolen from his L.A. home nearly 2 years ago. Six watches, including a $10,000 Rolex, were reportedly recovered in law enforcement raids in Chile and handed over to the FBI. The Matrix and John Wick actor is known as a watch aficionado and would often give members of his production crews expensive timepieces.
Okay, more left-wing, liberal-biased immigration judges are being fired. 15 judges in Massachusetts, Ohio, Illinois, Texas, New York, California have been terminated this week. The move is an effort to speed up deportations of immigrations without legal status. So there. Nice day. Ugh. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 Austin Price, Chris Bryan. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great night.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.